This morning, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to rule on California's voter-approved ban on gay marriage. The judge's decision effectively allows same-sex couples to marry. Central California played a major role in the law's passage in 2008, and on both sides, reaction to the court's decision was passionate. From the Cornerstone Church in downtown Fresno, FM 89's Rebecca Plevin reports that Proposition 8 supporters will keep fighting.
Fresno resident Martha Kistler strongly believes that marriage should be between a man and a woman.
We need a family unity. We need the mother and a father and a children. Period. That's the way God created us. That's the way we need to have it.
Just a few hours after the Supreme Court issued its ruling, Kistler gathered with about 40 other Proposition 8 supporters at the Cornerstone Church. They vowed to defend traditional marriage.
I think that we have a tremendous chance, and I think that God is in control, and I think that we're going to succeed in this. I really do.
Jim Franklin, the church's senior pastor, addressed the group. He says he's disappointed that the government is not listening to the people, who voted almost 5 years ago to ban same-sex marriage.
That the will of the people will be upheld. Because in reality, that now is what this question is about. It's not about who is sleeping with who. It is about, do the people of the state of California have the right to govern themselves?
Mark Kurtz agrees. He's a pastor at the First Southern Baptist Church in Hanford and says the battle over Proposition 8 is not over.
And it was very obvious, I think, to everyone with an open mind that the majority of Californians oppose, or let me say this way, support traditional marriage. And that's been the type of marriage that's been around for thousands of years in many cultures all over the world.
Same-sex couples can't yet obtain marriage licenses. That will happen once the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals lifts its stay on the district court's ruling, which found that Proposition 8 was unconstitutional. The California Department of Public Health says that could take a month or more. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.